What's going on in China, the genocide in China today, includes the maintenance of herds of human beings made available for killing on demand as the need for transplant organs arises. And so Falun Gong practitioners arrested in China are routinely tested for their blood type, their tissue type, and so forth. And when a computer match occurs, they are simply selected, put on the operating table, their heart, their lungs, their kidneys, their livers, their corneas, and even their skin are harvested. Mia Farrow focused the world's attention on the Darfur genocide by referring to the upcoming Olympics as the Genocide Olympics. This was, as I say, an indirect genocide being supported by China. Richard Gere has focused the attention of the world on the brutal suppression of Tibetans. But the pathetic and derelict North American media have systematically ignored the direct genocide that China has been perpetrating for the last 9 years. Genocide directed against a component group in its own society. The petition that I introduced to you a few minutes ago called for the governments of all those in all those countries to which it was submitted, called upon their governments to demand the cessation of the persecution of Falun Gong before the Olympics, and also the release of all Falun Gong practitioners and the release of lawyer Gao Zhisheng, the most prominent human rights lawyer in China. If this doesn't happen, we would certainly hope that Western leaders would not attend the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Sadly, it appears that several prominent Western leaders don't seem to care very much about the company they keep in public. And in the face of the opportunity to have a photograph taken standing shoulder to shoulder with the butchers of Beijing, the people responsible for the Tiananmen massacre, as well as for this genocide, some of these leaders seem to think that little things like genocide and forced organ harvesting pale into insignificance. As perhaps 100,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been murdered on the operating tables in China, there has been hardly a murmur in the North American media. Over the past 9 years, the most barbaric atrocity in modern history has been systematically carried out in China, and it has provoked a thunderous silence in the media and amongst most North American politicians. This is the Holocaust all over again. The Beijing Olympics is the Berlin Olympics of 1936 all over again. Those who do not recognize this parallel are limited to the willfully blind, the morally bankrupt, and the profoundly ignorant. The UN Rapporteur on Torture, Manfred Novak, has alluded to the study published by David Matus and David Kilgore in confirming that the forced organ harvesting is in fact being carried out against Falun Gong practitioners in China. Beijing has openly proclaimed its determination to erase Falun Gong from Chinese society. And I want to end by coming back to this report, Bloody Harvest, by David Matus and David Kilgore. And I submit to you that this report must be addressed seriously and extensively by the North American media. The credibility of the authors of this report is simply not in question. David Matus is perhaps the leading human rights lawyer in Canada. David Kilgore is a former Secretary of State for Far Eastern Affairs in Canada. Both are lawyers, and they have impeccable credentials. This is not coming from the National Enquirer or Fox News. This is coming from sources that are simply unimpeachable. And given the horrendous nature of the allegations and the impeccable sources which have produced the report, this cannot be legitimately ignored by legitimate journalists. It must be debated. The journalists are entitled to dispute the methods of the Kilgore-Matus research. They have not done so. They're entitled to criticize the nature of the evidence. They have not done so. They're entitled to produce contrary evidence. They have not done so. But the legitimate media is not entitled to leave their readers and viewers uninformed of credible and compelling evidence of a new Holocaust. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the persecution that the Chinese Communist Party carries out extends far beyond its borders. And to illustrate this point, we'd like to next welcome up Mr. Tan V. Nguyen, the General Chairman of the Vietnamese American Communities in the USA, Mr. Bo Tan Rothigna, and Mr. Tong Cham Bulong, from the United League for Democracy in Laos, and Mr. Tak Yen, with the group of Cambodians, the President of the Free Khmer Republic for the USA.
今天我们还有32个其他的团体跟我们一块儿主办这个协办这个大集会。那现在呢，下一个发言的是，一个越南社区的阮文堂先生，他是越南美裔社区的总会长，美国亚洲民主联盟的发起人和主席。 还有呢，老挝的民主联盟主席、副主席，还有秘书长，还有来自柬埔寨组织的美国自由高棉共和主席 Tak Yen 先生，现在让我们欢迎他们。
陈彩玲到前台来。大家好。It is a very good honor for us to be here and express our own opinions in this demonstration in supporting of the 40 million Chinese former communist member who quit CCP and requesting women rights in Asia. Today, we come here supporting 40 million Chinese quitting CCP, request the Communist Party in Asia to stop own persecution of the Asian people, particularly the Vietnamese people, the Laotian people, the Khmer people and the Chinese citizen. And today is the beginning of the disintegrating of CCP. We also condemn the Communist Party in Asia for giving our national territory to the other nations, such as Khmer Communist people giving Khmer land to Vietnam, Lao Popular Revolution Party giving Lao land to Communist Party of China. Chinese and Vietnam Communist Party giving land Paracel and Spratly Island of Vietnam to CCP. And more than that, like you know, the Communist Party of China had giving their own land, the fishing island and the East Sea to Japan. This is an ignoble act, so we condemn it. On behalf of the Alliance of the Democracy of the Asian in the United States of America, which link together the free Khmer people under the leadership of Mr. Thach Inh, the free Chinese under the leadership of Professor Sun Yat, the United League for Democracy in Laos under the leadership of Mr. Bun Than Ratinya, and the Vietnamese American community in USA under the leadership of Mr. Nguyen Van Tan. We want you to know that the Alliance for Democracy in Asia, in USA, will support the struggle of the Asian for their right, for human rights, for freedom, and we will stand together with you, brother Falun Gong, to struggle for your own democracy until democracy and freedom can prevail in China. So this struggle, our main goal is in China and everywhere in Asia, we would like to have a good governorship, a women's rights respect, a democratic constitution, and the judicial independency. But to do this, to start from you here, and we are going to unite with the Falun Gong member practitioners all over the world, and in China itself, together with the 40 million members who newly quit the Communist Party, we have to remove and destroy our obstacle, that is the government and the Communist Party in Beijing. So now, let me tell you, and please say together, down with CCP!
Down with the CCP!
Toi Thang, Toi Thang!
Toi Thang, Toi Thang!
Thank you. Now, let me introduce you, Mr. Bun Than Ratinya, the President of the United League in for Democracy in Laos. He is going to speak his own language and broadcast and see, witness to you that we not only have heard, we really support you. Please, Mr. Bun Than.
Sabadi, Pinong, Phut Hapsat, ผู้แสวงหาความเป็นธรรมหากสันติภาพเพื่อสิทธิมนุษย์เฮาบุญทันรัตนยาขอสนับสนุนทุกโยพวกท่านทุกก๊กสุดท้ายจนบ่มีเผด็จการพวกใดที่มาต้านลมพายุของประชาชนหากพวกเฮา ตัดสินใจได้ขาดแม่นพวกเขาได้ใส่ชนะพร้อมไหมเนี่ยจงเก็บหายพร้อมนี่
วันไม่ได้
พร้อมนี่ ขาขอทวงให้เวียดนามออกจากดินลาวขอขอบใจ
yeah. And this is next speaker, Mr. Thak Yen, the president of the Free Khmer. He will speak to you and to the world who aspire for peace and democracy in his own language, the Khmer language.
ชมจำเรียบสัวตงอกเวียดนาม
ยมขมอกทัดเอียงขมาหมหาน
ิโกสสไร
ขยมบาสมกรุปอ้อลูกรัฐมนตรีนักดักน้อมอ้อพบลูกขยมบาสมกรุปอ้อลูกดักน้อมมีนเวียดนามลาวชายนีฝรั่งกงเฮยขมาหมหานิโกสสไรนู่นประเทศอเมริกาจุ่มส่งครบต่างอ้อหยุดเตรียมเตี๋ยสิ้นยึดสไรเพียบโอ้ยต่างอ้อตึกในอาเซียนกำโอ้ยเมนจับบัตรบ่มาพบโลกประเทศมวยมวยเมียนสิทธิ์เมียนสไรเพียบมันเมียนโกมินิงาจิชอนบาปเธอบาปตาบสำหรับประเทศเฮ้ยประเทศจีนเขี่ยมเมียนแตกสำเร็จปิวเนียวองค์การกระจายอเมริกาช่วยโอ้ยขมาดำเขี่ยมพองแมนซีส้มนี่กรอมนี่เปลวเนียวต้องอ้อยืนเชียนเชียนเมียนสิทธิ์เมียนสไรเพียบส้มอาคุณต้องอ้อลูกนะไ
ปตุ้มล่อง
Ladies and men, next we will meet Mr. Nguyen Văn Thanh, the president ofThe Free Vietnamese community in United States will we salute you and give you a speech. Thank you.
Kính thưa quý vị lãnh đạo Liên minh Á Châu chống cộng tại Hoa Kỳ. Kính thưa quý vị trong ban tổ chức cuộc biểu tình ngày hôm nay. Kính thưa quý vị quan khách, kính thưa quý vị. Thật là vinh dự cho chúng tôi được đại diện cho Liên minh Á Châu chống cộng tại Hoa Kỳ và cộng đồng Việt Nam Hoa Kỳ.Để phát biểu tại cuộc biểu tình vinh danh 40 triệu người Trung Hoa đã từ bỏ Đảng Cộng sản Trung Quốc ngày hôm nay. Chúng tôi nhiệt liệt hoan nghênh và chúc mừng ban tổ chức đã hoàn tất tốt đẹp của biểu tình này. Hôm nay, các thành viên lãnh đạo của Liên minh Á Châu chống cộng tại Hoa Kỳ hiện diện ở đây để hoan nghênh 40 triệu người Trung Hoa đã rời bỏ Đảng Cộng sản. Chúng tôi mạnh dạn tố cáo với Thế giới tự do rằngCác đảng Cộng sản Á Châu đang dâng hiến lãnh thổ và hải đảo quốc gia mình cho ngoại bang vì quyền lợi của các đảng Cộng sản. Như đảng Cộng sản Khmer dâng hiến lãnh thổ Khmer cho Việt Nam, đảng Cộng sản Lào dâng hiến thủ đô Viên Chăn và các thành phố Bắc Lào, cũng như bảo quyền Cộng sản Hà Nội dâng hiến lãnh thổ miền Bắc Việt Nam và đảo Hoàng Sa Trường Sa cho Trung Cộng. Và đặc biệtGần đây nhất, Cộng sản Trung Hoa đã nhượng sang nhượng Fishing Island và XC cho Nhật Bản. Thưa quý vị, lãnh thổ quốc gia châu không phải là tài sản của Đảng Cộng sản mà họ có quyền sang nhượng cho ngoại bang. Họ phải chấm dứt điều đó. Hơn nữa, chúng tôi đòi hỏi các Đảng Cộng sản Á Châu ngưng ngay việc hành hạ và giết hại người dân Á Châu. Và chúng tôi cũng nhiệt liệt hỗ trợ toàn dân Trung Hoa.Đứng lên đạp đổ Đảng Cộng sản Trung Quốc bảo tàng nhằm đem lại hòa bình cho đất nước và toàn dân Trung Hoa nói riêng cùng như toàn thể nhân loại nói chung. Xin cảm ơn quý vị.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to next welcome up two individuals, Mr. Ted Byers and Mr. Chip Byers. Ted Byers is a veteran of World War II, and his son Chip is the vice commander of the Virginia Sons of the American Legion.
下一个发言的是，大家可以看到啊，是一个爸爸和儿子。爸爸是叫Ted， 他是第二次世界大战退伍的老军人。那儿子呢叫Chip， 他是美国退伍军人之子协会维吉尼亚州的副司令员。
I'm not first, I assure you. Chip, my son here, is a chip off the old block. What he says, I endorse completely. So he'll go first.
Thank you for inviting me here today. On behalf of the 2.2 million members of the American Legion family across this country, we want to let you know we're behind you. When we found out, particularly about the attacks on Miss Judy Chen,who's the mother of two Marines bravely serving this country, she was attacked by agents of the Chinese Communist Party. We were horrified. In our ceremonies, we take a pledge that we are not members of or supportive of any organization opposed to our system of government.Well, the Chinese Communist Party is an organization opposed to our system of government here in this country. It's bad enough what goes on in China, which is absolutely horrible. But when this starts coming to this country, we have to be very, very afraid. So all I can say to you is we're with you. God bless Falun Gong. God bless the martyrs at Falun Dafa Hao.
Well, that's my son, and I am an 85-year-old veteran of World War II. My family immigrated here in the 1700s, and I guess we're being Scots-Irish. We fought in every war since then, but that's not what I'm here to talk about.I lived and worked in China for 5 years for an American pharmaceutical firm in Tianjin. I was present in China, the first effort of suppressing Falun Gong in 1995. And Tiananmen Square was crowded with practitioners and including members of the Communist Party. For the first time that I observed, that party was frightened. You keep them frightened. They ought to stay frightened. Over the years, and especially the past year, I've written many letters to President Bush.Having had voted for him two different times. I'm going to quote part of this letter because he doesn't seem to get it. This letter will be the last one I will write to you on the subject, or on the other hand, in fact, on any subject. Your office apparently has same filing system as the Washington Post, in which has never been published or acknowledged even by letter. This last time, I beg and implore you not to attend the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games held in Beijing in August. You are apparently following the same thought processes that were used in determining our reaction in the face of Chinese Communist government agents.Brutal action against an American citizen carried out on American soil. When an American citizen of Chinese extraction was exercising her God-given rights to speak out against the brutal government in Beijing, she was attacked on American soil by an agent of that regime and was sent by a high diplomatic official, Pan Kyu, Consul General of New York. He has remained here. I had asked that he be expelled as a persona non grata. He has not. I asked the President, are you going to make this sin worse by attending the Olympics and appearing to endorse, at least appear to be too cowardly to object to such action? I hope your answer is no, and you will not make amends. You will now make amends for your administration's failure at this point in time. Do not disgrace our great country by attending the opening ceremony of the Olympics and appearing to be a lackey to Hu Jintao. Thank you for inviting me here today. I can say only one thing. Falun Dafa Hao, and God bless you all. Thank you.
下面请天国乐团为我们高奏法轮大法好。
Thank you, Tingle Marching Band. Next, I'd like to welcome up attorney Yan Ning. He's a human rights attorney based out of Washington, D.C. and New York, and co-founder of the Free China Movement.
谢谢天国乐团。下一个发言的是纽约及华府的著名人权律师，中国自由中国运动的发起人叶宁律师。
Thank you very much, Chairman, and my fellow citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are gathering here to mark this great celebration of 40 million Chinese Party members, Chinese Communist Party members, quit their membership. This is a great historical moment. And whenever I come to Falun Gong's gatherings, my first tribute should be paid to our fallen brothers and sisters. They were killed Among those 3,000 Falun Gong members documented by U.S. Department of State, they were killed by Chinese Communist Party in its genocide crimes against Falun Gong. And all the time, I feel the whole nation, the whole mankind, are deeply indebted to those fallen brothers and sisters. So my first part of my speech should be my tribute, my salute to those fallen brothers and sisters. Their martyrdom will bring to us a new China, a new freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, because of those brothers and sisters' martyrdom, because of their ultimate dedication of their life to us, to the freedom of mankind, we are here to mark this historical event. We have already witnessed a new political opposition movement represented by these best minds of Chinese nation, the best minds of humankind. You know, ladies and gentlemen, about 2 score years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King, at the same place, delivered a speech. The speech is, I have a dream. Today is the first day of Captive Nations Resolution, the first day of the week dedicated to the enslaved people and the communist regime. And we are here to declare the new China, a new nation, the free Democratic Republic, represented by these best minds of Chinese people. And the name is not important, but the Falun Gong represents tomorrow of China. There is no reason to keep silent for the rest of the world. American people are witnessing two things. One thing is genocidal crimes of Chinese Communist Party. Another thing is betrayal by the politicians. Yeah, finally, in this moment when people are celebrating 40 million Chinese Communist Party quit the CCPs, we will repeat what Dr. Martin Luther King called, free at last, free at last, free for the Chinese people, free at last, thanks Lord His Almighty, we will be free at last. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Attorney Ning. Next, I'd like to welcome up Mr. Karma Zerkong. He's the former chairman of the Tibetan American Association, which represents 38 Tibetan groups in North America. He's the former member of the Tibetan Youth Congress and a former member of the exiled Tibetan Parliament in India.
下一个发言的是卡马如康先生，他是北美洲38个西藏联合组织的前总会长，前西藏青年国会议员，西藏流亡。
Thank you once more for having me at this gathering. I read different banners. Quite striking among them would be 9 years of Falun Gong suppression, millions imprisoned, and we would like to see the end of the suppression. I read another banner just outside. If you rather don't believe what they say, what the communists say about Tibet, then how can you believe what they say about Falun Gong? And I would personally say, if the communists can do what they do to the Falun Gong practitioners, what can they not do to the Tibetan people? We all have great respect for Chinese history, tradition, and culture, and its people. But today, as millions across the world sit and think about China's history, we can all agree to say that the communist regime has lost its confidence in its own people. The communist ideology has long since been replaced by fascist capitalism. What is more, rampant corruption and high-handed nepotism has plagued its administration. Its policies have resulted in gross human violations and social injustice, even as we speak. The CCP has failed to learn from its own mistakes to make administrative amendments. As such, claims of self-analysis and taking responsibility for its failures have been a far cry. Instead, the CCP has consistently misused and abused human tragedies that have beleaguered China and Tibet to flame in recent past nationalistic fervor among the Chinese in order to bolster their dictatorial regime or the party and to indict and alienate party colleagues emerging as possible power targets. We all know that Mao Zedong blamed bad weather for the death of over 30 million Chinese due to the failure of his greatly favored campaign. He went a step further when he launched the 100 Flowers campaign to uproot all dissidents against his rule. We do also remember that Deng Xiaoping rose to power by blaming the tragedies of the Cultural Revolution on the Gang of Four. And so it comes with no surprise that when the CCP is working overtime to hold everyone else but themselves responsible for the over 50 years of tragedy and suffering to its people, and in particular us, the Tibetan people. As we think of the Olympics, as we think of the power of the Chinese economically and politically, and its presence everywhere on the globe because of its power, we would like to remind the CCP that 9 years under the influence of the doctrine of self-discipline, respect, love, and compassion, as softly enunciated by the non-commentaries, have today resulted that over 40 million CCP members have quit. It's amazing how people are responding over the internet, but as you know how hard it is, Chinese are jamming everything. This morning, it was announced from here that we will be possibly be live, but I read constantly that all forms of broadcast, whether it is the Tang Dynasty TV, the Radio Free Asia, Voice of America, everything has been being jammed so badly. So I suspect today, if our live broadcast is being able to be seen by our brothers in China. So, once again, I would like to urge that while being peaceful, adhering to the truths, democracy, and compassion is one thing, but how long people can go on passively? We have to challenge the might of the CCP, not only by taking on the streets, but we have to build the international coalition of leadership so that
told the group that today we are here, that they can come under the leadership of a coalition. And really, Father Chinese took on me. This is, I think, the call of the time. And as we are standing here in the most free and democratic country, issues a strong statement on behalf of the millions of Chinese peoples longing for freedom and democracy. Let me say a few words about Tibet. Since March this year, it has become abundantly clear that the issue of the Tibetan people is not only human rights, it's not only about the ecology, the environment of Tibet. It is the people's right for self-determination, whether the Tibetan people want their country back or whether they would like to stay with the Chinese. Of course, they have the option, the CCP has the option with the Dalai Lama to settle the case peacefully and stay together. But we all know today, we all know after the Olympic torch rallies, which we call the torture rally of the torch, and the killings of innocent people, today, you know, Lhasa is divided to monks and nuns. You don't know how many people have been lost their lives. You don't know how many people whereabouts are not known. About it is believed that about 5,000 Tibetans are under custody. Over thousands killed. You cannot see monks and nuns in Lhasa today. So, I, on behalf of the Tibetan community, and also on behalf of the peace-loving people all across the world, we'd like to make sure that we don't lose this one-time opportunity before the Olympics. I wish, it is my sincere wish, because I stand Falun Gong has a very strong network internationally. We have been doing these rallies for many, many years. Is it for the 9 years now? I think we have to show that we mean business with the Chinese. I sincerely hope that before the Olympics, the Falun Gong practitioners will show the Chinese people and CCP that we mean business. So, I sincerely pray on this day, remembering those who died in the last 9 years. We also remember people died before the carelessness of the construction of school buildings in China following the earthquake. We lament for all those who are suffering today. And let's pray and let's hope that this time before the Olympics and even after the Olympics, we only don't mean gathering on the lawns and on the streets and making slogans and shouting, but we will take the Chinese CCP to task. And I hope after the Olympics, the number of people who will relinquish from the CCP will, you know, increase by leaps and bounds. And I hope that by the end of the year, we hope that CCC will automatically die a natural death. Thank you so much for your time.
那由于技术的原因呢，他们做了录音，现在呢，我们就准备播放。 小的时候入过团入过队，那个时候小并不了解说为什么要入，感觉好像印象中就是成绩好就能入团。后来到上大学的时候，上高中，明显的就对这个所谓打了这种组织生活这种形式有一种反感，因为人都有这个真诚的一面，感觉确实是非常虚伪虚假。后来工作以后呢，渐渐的发现这种虚假其实已经渗透到日常生活工作当中，而且已经习以为常了。比如说我们在工作当中写的文件，上报的一些成绩，这些数字都是一个模式，很多都是这种虚伪非常虚伪的成分，但是已经麻木了，就把它作为一种晋升的手段，很多人是这样想的。后来呢，看了酒瓶之后，我才发现呢，加入这个团队党组织远远不是那么简单的一回事，我才真正明白为什么要退出它的这个意义在哪里。有的时候听到所谓的党妈妈，党的生日，党妈妈，现在听到这句话就感觉到特别的让人恶心，因为一个从小欺骗你迷惑你的人，最后还让你喊他妈妈，这事形容不出来。特别是后来看到他有关六四的事情，包括迫害法轮功的事情，我觉得加入这样一个组织不光是不单纯是一个不光彩的事情，其实比看起来比纳粹加入过像过去的纳粹分子还要恶毒，绝不是一个简简单单不光彩的问题。那就像酒瓶分析的一样，我觉得这一点分析的一般是想不到的，是共产党酒瓶在酒瓶里指出来，共产党它并不是一个普通意义上的政党，而它是一个邪教，它给邪教下的定义它全部都符合。那么看到这里，我想任何一个人都不会再在这个党里，这个所谓的党里存在，一定要退出。
喂，你好。
你好，是全球退党服务中心。
最早的两年前我都已经办了。
自己上网办的是吗？
啊，对。
哦，那太好了。所以你有自由门那些都有是吗？
啊，对，我自由门那个我经常能够搜索得到，是我自己的在打印份出来那个酒瓶那个我都不给别人看的。原来在
我上
班的时候我有打印机啊，打印
机
我自己打印的出来了。
所以很早就开始在传了是不是？
我早了两年前我就传了。共产党实际上它就是个空壳，善有善报，恶有恶报。为什么老百姓说嘛，人在做事天在看，头顶三尺有神明。共产党在建成半个多世纪，有千千万万个无数个生灵涂炭，无辜的被他们残害了虐杀了，这是铁的善实事实。如果联合国人权委员会在审判共产党让我去做这个证明的时候，我绝对去，因为我亲眼看到亲身目睹在我身边发生的这些灭绝人性的事情。所以说共产党这，
你相不相信歼灭中共？
我信啊，从好多的事儿或者好多的事让我的感觉就是歼灭中共，不是还有贵州那石头吗是吧，我相信那个，我信那个啊，两亿多年前那会儿那字儿是吧，中国共产党亡呗是吧，两亿年前他就知道歼灭中共，退党之后就是我的心里边就没那个。
好，让我们用掌声向勇敢的中国同胞退党勇士鼓掌欢呼致敬。
下面有吉他歌手 Cornick 为我们演奏退党歌。
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome local Falun Gong practitioner, human rights activist, and musician Courtney Dow to sing for us Tui Dan.
Thank you. 场迫害必须要停止。
Our next speaker will be Mr. Thomas Pham. He's the General Secretary of the Vietnamese Community of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
下一个发言的是大华府地区越南社区总会长 Thomas Pham 先生。
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vietnamese American community of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia join in rally today to support Falun Gong practitioner and support the movement of withdrawal from Chinese Communist Party. 40 million resigning from Chinese Communist Party is a very good news for the people who are living in fear, oppression, and persecution, especially Falun Gong practitioner. The people gradually to realize that the communism is an evil ideology and a disaster for mankind. It seemed to us a Cold War is happening between the pre-war and anti-democracy regime led by Communist China. Let us imagine that the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliate have approximately 75 party members. But now 40 million already gave resignation statement to renounce their affiliation with the CCP. It is time for all the people around the world to promote the sentiment withdrawing from the Communist Party to help disintegrate CCP and discard communism for its evil nature. So that the people around the world can live in peace, freedom, and democracy. Please say with me, down with Vietnamese and Chinese Communist Party!
Down.
Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. John Kasumi. He's the co-founder and director emeritus of the China Support Network and the co-founder and director of Freedom First, Olympics Second Coalition.
下面欢迎John Kasumi先生, 他是中国支持网络的创始人和荣誉主任, 自由第一, 奥运第二联盟的创始人和主任。
Thank you for the introduction. I'm very happy to be here with you. It's the occasion to celebrate that the Tui Dong has reached 40 million people responding to the call to quit from the Communist Party. And I will say that I have stood with not only Falun Gong practitioners, but others who are persecuted from Communist China. And that my organization has done so since 1989, when it was the occasion of the June 4 massacre. At that time, there was an uprising in progress. The people of China had already decided that it was time, you know, to come out to the streets and to insist upon reform and to have change for China. And now in this year, we have in America a presidential candidate, Barack Obama, who always speaks about change. But I can tell you some things that perhaps he will not now. Namely, that change is coming to China. There is this enormous wave of revulsion, of moral outrage, as we look at the tyranny, at the abuses, at the criminal record of the Communist Party in China. And that moral outrage has been growing as Chinese citizens have read the Zhouping, and as they have responded by going, you know, to Tui Dong, either on the web or through one of the volunteer centers. And now the counter has reached 40 million. And this is an interesting phenomenon, but it's also one that cannot continue forever. In other words, a change is coming, because, you know, now it's 40 million, you know, and then what is it to become? 80 million? 120 million? You know, you cannot have more resignations than the actual number of people in the party. So as this process continues, you are disintegrating the Communist Party. You are taking the party down. And so China has change that is in the wind, and the sounds of that change include the sounds of our rally here today. The forthcoming change is basically inevitable. The leadership does not know how to talk about it, and even in the United States, the news media does not know how to talk about it, and yet they will be very challenged next month because the Olympics are, you know, supposed to go off smoothly in Beijing. You know, it may turn out that the occasion is not as smooth and not as unobstructed as the top communists would like. But we know that they have their occasion. You know, they will present to the world this sort of propaganda festival at the Olympics. And yet it means that the focus is on China. And it is time to talk about the persecuted and the persecution in China. You know, how will they talk their way through the Olympics and not speak about the Falun Gong? They must do so. We have heard it today from other speakers. The American news media is derelict to be, you know, ignoring the Falun Gong persecution. But they cannot, you know, in good conscience, they cannot do an upright job of coverage of the Olympics without speaking of Falun Gong. And so I think the change is coming even in our campaigning. In the way that we work in this issue, I think that next month in August is the month when the mainstream national news media of America must present the Falun Gong persecution, must face the facts, square with the audiences, you know, tell people what has been happening in China. I'm looking forward to that. You know, the truth will have its day. And you and I together in this campaign, we have been pushing, we have been insisting that the truth must have its day. I believe there is cause for optimism. I believe that now it will. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And change is coming to China.
Thank you, John. Next, I'd like to welcome up Mr. Chisone Nagoma. He's the coordinator for Ambassadors of Peace Association, the Universal Peace Federation, and the director of education at the Peace King Center in Washington, D.C.
下一个发言的是，Chisoma Nigo先生，他是环球和平同盟和平大使协会的协调人，华府和平金博士中心教育主任。
研究及道德提倡大学协会的总裁，以及他还是人权圣火华府传递的大使。Good morning, brothers and sisters. The chairman, Global Service Center for Quitting the Communist Party, from the Epoch Times. Members from the civil society, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to stand before you this morning to present a paper on China. The problems we face in China today is a problem of religion and politics. It seems that religion and politics are going two parallel lines. Initially, according to my understanding, religion deals with issues of the spirit, issues with internal aspects, issues with spirituality. On the other hand, politics deals on matters of our physical bodies, of our external environment. And therefore, mind and body have to be united if at all we are to achieve a world of peace and tranquility. Ladies and gentlemen, religion and politics are partners in peacemaking and peace building. The history of humankind has been the history of conflict between religion and politics, and this conflict emanates from the conflict of mind and body. Humankind is likened to religion, and the physical body is likened to politics. When mind and body are in unison, the end results will be peace, love, kindness, and living for the sake of others. The unity of mind and body centered on goodness enables an individual to become a person of perfected character who will eventually form an ideal society, ideal nation, and finally an ideal world. On the contrary, when mind and body are in disunity, an individual becomes abnormal, dysfunctional, and crazy. And in turn, such people then form a dysfunctional and crazy government, as seen in China, where the communist leaders are persecuting, torturing, and killing its own citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, between mind and body, the mind is in the subjective position and must lead the body, which is on the objective position. But when the mind and body is in conflict. Truly, the end result is destruction. What does the Communist Party stand for? Does it stand for peace or persecution or killing its own citizens? Is it not standing for corruption, confusion, and prejudice? Are your mind and body still in conflict?